Live game day coverage continues, powered by Learfield. This is the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Welcome back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers. Now let's return live from the Vive broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Special day here inside Hanner Fieldhouse as Georgia Southern gets the victory 90-75 over the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers to sweep the Carolina homestand. Got the victory in OT against Appalachian State on Thursday, and then against Coastal 90-75 the victors tonight for Georgia Southern women's basketball. Joined now by our player of the game and Maya Banks, one of the three seniors honored before the game tonight. Going through your senior night, this your first year in the Georgia Southern program, but what does it mean to be able to have your senior night here with Georgia Southern?
You know, it means the world, you know. This program, these coaches, Coach Howard, they believed in me, and that's like kind of one of the reasons why I came here, is I just wanted a group of people that truly believed in what I could do and bring my skills and attributes to the table.
To have your dad on the floor with you before the game, what does that mean?
Everything, because he's been there from the start, from kindergarten to everything, high school. He's coached me. He's helped me develop to who I am today, so it means the world.
You've seen this team grow a lot this year, not only on the floor but off the floor with each other. What's the biggest thing that you're going to take away from this season with Georgia Southern women's basketball?
Just, like, the girls, how fast-paced everything is. That's been a very fun adjustment. But just, like, discovering new people, meeting new people, and bringing what I have for everybody.
It's been a lot of fun to get to know you, get to watch you this season. Congratulations on the victory and looking for big things down the stretch.
Thank you. Go Eagles.
Once again, that's Maya Banks, tonight's player of the game. We'll be joined by head coach Anita Howard here in just a moment. After the 90-75 victory for Georgia Southern over the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. After the 90-75 victory for Georgia Southern, joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, we've got to go back to the first quarter. Coastal scores the first 3 points. Georgia Southern scores the next 24. It's a 10-minute stretch in which Coastal Carolina doesn't score. From a defensive side, I know you like to see that. What is it about that stretch where Georgia Southern scores 24 straight? I don't know that I've been a part of 24 straight, but what's it like on the bench?
I mean, I didn't know it was 24 straight offensively, but I was very excited about our defensive efforts. I thought we did a phenomenal job. We got a 10-second backcourt. We got shot clock violation. We got charges. And so as a defensive coach, it was really pleasing to see us kind of lock in and just play defense like that.
You get the victory 90-75. You sweep the homestand for Georgia Southern against App and Coastal this week. This deep in the conference play, we've talked about it a lot, defending home court. What does it mean for this program to be able to defend both of these games this week?
It's a step in the right direction. You know we're about to get ready to go on the road here soon, and that's going to be a challenge for us. But we took care of business. You can only put one foot in front of the other, and so I think we've done a great job of taking care of home. And now let's see if we can move this other foot forward by taking care of business on the road. So I'm really proud of our ladies. We talked about, you know, how hard it is to kind of lock in after a great win like we did against App and then come compete like we did against a really strong opponent like Coastal. And so I'm really proud that we're able to put games together, winning games together.
You start all three of the seniors that got recognized before the game, and a lot of times that is just they start a couple of minutes, they come out. This was not the case today. Bassa scores the first points for Georgia Southern. They stay in the game the majority of the first quarter. What do these three mean, not just to this program, for this game today?
I mean, it's about the culture. You know, we're only as good as our culture that we're building. And so those three seniors have started to pave the way for the Anita Howard era. You know, Rachel has done a phenomenal job. Her defensive intensity tonight kind of got us to that first quarter, those efforts. But Banks is holding it down on the inside. And then I'm so proud of Bassa and everything that she's done. You know, she just makes my heart warm. And so for her to get out there, she goes so hard every single possession. I love our seniors. I'm glad that we was able to get this win for them tonight. But we're not done. It's not over. And so we want to have an even better season for them.
This wraps up a five-game homestand for Georgia Southern. It's the last home game inside Hanner Fieldhouse of the regular season for Georgia Southern women's basketball. Going down these last 2 weeks of the regular season where you're on the road to the Alabamas and the Louisianas, what's the message to the team to be able to transfer this out to the road?
yeah, let's take some of this Hanner love on the road. Let's take this show on the road. You know we can be a good basketball team here in Hanner, but the championship is going to be run in Pensacola on the road. And so we got to lock in. We got to focus. We got to take this Eagle Nation kind of this spirit that we have inside of Hanner and put it on the bus with us. But, you know, I like where we're going. I like the trajectory of this program and the culture that we're building here.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the victory.
Thanks, Colin.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard, 90-75, the victory for Georgia Southern over Coastal Carolina. That'll wrap things up for us after a victory over the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina, 90-75. Georgia Southern gets the victory. They improved to 15-7 overall, 6-4 in Sun Belt Conference play, knocking on the top of one of those top four seeds in the conference slate. Well, that'll wrap things up. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by Georgia Southern University. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of Georgia Southern University and Learfield. So one final time from Hanner Fieldhouse, final score, Georgia Southern 90, Coastal Carolina 75. For all involved, for Chad Jackson and sports information today, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.